one God say, amen. We try to study certain important points in the creeds of Christianity. It's not the creed of the Orthodox churches only, all over the world, but also the Catholic churches, even the Protestant, all are agreeing on this creed. That's the main faith of Christianity. Just the Catholic and the Protestant added something called the Filioque concerning the procession of the Holy Spirit, that it proceeds from the Father. It's written here as such. They said, and the Son. Now we are in dialogue with them to omit this because they added it afterwards and it's not correct. Now we are going to study the main issues or points or components of this creed, Qanun al-Iman. The first component is that we say we believe in one God. This is the first point. We believe in one God. And then we started to mention the three persons inside this one God. Three hypostases. We started with the Father, the Almighty, who created heaven and earth. Then we believe in Lord Jesus Christ. Then we believe in the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we believe in one God. This is the first point. The second point, this God, this one God is triune. Triune, yani Trinity. We believe in one God, we believe in the Trinity. And the last point for today is the word, He created heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen, that's creation. We start by these three points today. First of all, we believe in one God. Number two, this God is triune, the Trinity. Number three, He created us. That's it. The difference between Christianity and other religions, they believe in one God, like the Muslims, the Jews. They believe in one God who created heaven and earth, but they don't say that He is a triune, no Trinity. They don't believe in the Trinity. They believe that this God is one. And Eva, kelma di, one without anything of differentiations inside. We'll discuss this soon. We believe in one God. Number two, we believe in Trinity. Number three, we believe that He is the Creator. He created us. One God. Why do we believe in one God? Why not three gods, four gods, five gods? What's your opinion? Why not to have many gods? It can be barakah to have many gods. Can this occur? Why? Why? They may have conflict between each other. And this is what was in ancient religions. They believe in God of the evil and God of the good. And they were struggling with each other all the time. But we don't believe in that because God cannot be evil. Yeah, God should be making everything good. Therefore, why we don't believe in many gods? Why not to believe in many gods? Yes? We cannot serve more than one master. Good. We cannot serve more than one master. Yes. What else? Why is not logic to have many gods? I'm coming.
Well, a characteristic of God is that He's a creator. And if we have many gods, one of them would be created.
Good, good. It's not in my mind, hatta, yani. It's a good idea. God is the creator. Therefore, if there are other gods, they are going to be created by this creator. What else? Yes? In order to have a tight order in the universe, المركب اللي لها رئيسين تغرق. We need to have one leader for this universe, one engineer, one power ruling the universe. Good. What else? Why we don't believe in many gods? Yes. One God, but why is not, it doesn't make sense that there are two, three gods. Yes, we love one God, we serve one God. Okay, but I'm asking, why not to have more than one God? It's just a question, huh? Yes, go ahead. Sorry. هتقول ترجم لي مش سامع انا كويس. Come to the microphone.
There can't be a good God and an evil God because salt water and pure water can't come from the same God.
Very good. يقول لك يعني مش ممكن يكون في evil God و good one, لان مش ممكن pure water وال polluted يبقوا, لازم هيبقى كله في الاخر polluted, مش هيبقى good universe. Yes.
If we say God is the Almighty, then only one can have that great power, but if there are many gods, then that power is shared between
good.
Them.
He is the Almighty, therefore if there are many gods, then the power is divided and split into many ones. We want one Almighty to be governing everything. قربنا لكن بس يعني حاجة صغيرة تاني. What else? مين بيكلم يا مينا؟ أنا مش شايفه فين. أقف يا مينا. أقف يا مينا. Good. Why not to have two good gods? It's a good objection from Mina. Busso, God must be unlimited. Must be unlimited. If you count the figures, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, when are we going to finish? Infinity. And there is only one infinity. Therefore, the unlimited God cannot give any opportunity for any other gods. Otherwise, he will not be unlimited. هيبقى limited, خلاص. He'll be limited. Therefore, being one God in universe, because there is only one infinity, one unlimited God. Therefore, حتى when Mina is saying, why not to have 2, 3, 4, good gods, we say, yes, but they are going to be limited. Everyone limitizing the other. Everyone in a certain place. But if we believe that there is something called infinity and unlimited, God is unlimited. Being unlimited, there cannot be except one infinity. If you, for example, let me say, infinity plus 100 equals infinity multiplied by 100 equals infinity divided on 100 equals infinity minus 100 equals, there is only one infinity. بصوا كده, خليكم هيركزوا شوية معايا, concentrate for a while. I can count the figures plus 1, 2, 3 till I reach 2 plus infinity. Okay? Let me count them by minus. ينفع ولا لا؟ Logic ولا لا؟ Minus 1, minus 10, minus 1,000, minus million, minus لغاية في الآخر إيه؟ minus infinity, plus infinity, minus infinity equals infinity. It's one infinity. Therefore, God being unlimited, there could not be except one God, because God should be unlimited. Unlimited. Should be infinite. And therefore, He cannot allow any other limited gods to live with Him. Otherwise, they are going to limitize Him. God is unlimited. And we have only this one God. We can see God through the universe, because everything in the universe is adjusted and walking in a very strict way. The earth is moving around itself, and also moving around the sun. The earth, the globe, the core of the earth leans towards the sun in a certain degree, a very limited degree, 15 degrees more or less. This leaning towards the sun gives us the seasons, the summer, the winter, and so on. Now, if I say, why not, my dear and beloved earth or globe, lean more, and instead of 15 degrees, make it 50 degrees. What will occur? It will be burned, and the other thing will be freezed. Everything is very well organized in the universe. You remember the space scientists send the ship to the space carrying 8 people. And these 8 were in a ship called the Challenger. You know Challenger? يعني المتحدي. We are challenging the universe. وريني أخويا تعمل إيه challenging بتاعك. They just had a leakage in the ship. And this leakage, instead of fleeing from the gravity in 5 minutes, it needed 5 minutes, 5 seconds. Therefore, she couldn't flee from the gravity. What the gravity did? She pulled the ship towards Earth, and it was burned, and all the 8 were burned and became ashes. There are rules in the universe, and the founder of this, and the giver of this, and the life of this, and the engineer of this universe is God. Therefore, when I comply to these rules, I can reach the moon. But I cannot challenge. Challenger, روح العب. You must go strictly after what is in the universe. That's why America, when she started to study Mars, ما سميتهاش Challenger. سميتها Pathfinder. Pathfinder, يعني trying to find my way towards Mars. For sure, this universe is built on bases. Imagine the atom, imagine the electrons, imagine the neutrons, imagine the genes and the genome. Imagine the time, and now we are speaking not about seconds and 100 parts in a second. We are speaking with a so-called femto. You know about that or not? You have to know, because the man that discovered this is an Egyptian one that took Nobel Prize. He is called Ahmed Zuhail, Egyptian. عندكم فكرة? You don't know. He is Egyptian. But Egyptian Muslim. And he's a very good man. Ahmed Zuhail, here, living here, an American citizen. And he discovered something called femto per second. Femto second. What's the femto? He said it equals 1 divided by 1 and 15 zeros. That's 1 over million billion of a second. عشان يعمل to measure الليزر، عشان يقول الليزر بيحسبه بالفمتو ثانية. You know that the light is traveling 300,000 kilos per second. مش كده؟ فهو started to discover this unit to measure the speed of the light. And he said there is something called femtothane. Imagine the universe is full of mysteries. And you know when Isaac Newton, you know Isaac Newton or not? I think you know him. You know Isaac Newton? You don't know Isaac Newton? Huh? Ah, the one that discovered the main laws in the nature. They asked Isaac Newton, what was your feeling, Isaac, when you are discovering these mysteries of the universe? He said, I was like a little child playing in front of an ocean. Imagine this little child, when you see a little child on the beach, you try to pull him because the ocean may, you know, swallow him and he may perish. He said, I was like a little child in front. That means that the knowledge in the universe is like an ocean, and he is just playing in a very restricted part. And Einstein, you know Einstein? Einstein, yes. When they asked him, what was your feeling after your achievements, scientific achievements? He said, in every time I increase in knowledge, I feel that I am more ignorant. Why? Because he may know something, and then other things start to appear like puzzles, and he doesn't know them. Therefore, my dear friends, let us believe in this one God, this the giver of life, the giver of creation, the giver of the universe. Even Darwin, when Darwin started to speak about evolution, he said a lot. And then the teachers in the school say to you, therefore there is no God. No God? No God menen. طب إذا كان Darwin, if Darwin could explain how the ferret cell became a monkey and the monkey became man, لو سمحت tell us how this cell came to existence. This living cell, how did it come? He doesn't know. He says it's a mystery. Therefore, it's not science now. It's faith. It's faith. And the gap between the monkeys, the apes and the human beings is a very wide gap. And the DNA is different. And therefore, we don't believe that this theory means there is no God. I'll tell you a story I read on the internet. Probably I told you yesterday that, I'm not sure. A teacher having many girls in her school, in her class, and then she got them to the outside, open air. And she asked one of them, saying, تعالي عن أسألك أسئلة and answer me. لها, okay. قالت لها, can you see that tree? Yes. Can you see that far building? Yes. Can you see the sky? Yes. Can you see God? فالبنت قالت لها, no. قالت لها, يبقى there is no God. The teacher, there is no God. فالبنات were shocked. ففي بنت مسيحية, a young Christian girl, في الفصل. قالت لها, can I ask her? قالت لها yes, ask her, تفضلي. فابتدت تسأل the same girl, can you see that tree? قالت لها yes. Can you see that far building? لها yes. Can you see the sky? Yes. Can you see the teacher? Yes. Can you see her brain? It let her know. It let, therefore, the teacher has no brain. that everything that we cannot see does not exist. Can you see the waves of the TV? You cannot. But existing, ولا لا? Existing. Can you touch them? Somebody asked me, I want to touch electricity. Go and touch it. You are going to heaven. مش كده برضو؟ يعني if I see a wire without a current and a wire having a current, can you differentiate by your naked eye? You cannot. Because electricity is not to be seen. You cannot see it. You cannot see the waves of the TV. You cannot see gravity. حد فينا شاف الجرافيتي؟ ايه جرافيتي دي؟ ما حد شاف. وبعدين يجي الاثيست يقول لك where is God? Where is God? God هو اللي خلاك بتتنفس. God هو اللي خلاك واقف على حيلك دلوقتي. In a minute he will withdraw this breath, هتموت. ايه يعني انت فاكر نفسك ايه؟ تقول طب مش راضي يموتني ليه؟ He's giving you an opportunity to repent and that's it. Yes. But you see the effect of gravity, not gravity itself. مش كده؟ بس دي ده صح؟ Okay. Okay. It can. You see them when they are condensed in the TV. One moment. The gravity. أنا معاك يا. The gravity was behind the falling of the apple. Okay. But you saw the apple coming down, but you could see the gravity by your naked eyes. The same thing. We can see that this is the universe made by God, but we cannot see God by our naked eye. God is not to be seen by our naked eyes because He is unlimited and we are a limited. Huh? Okay, go ahead. لا لسه بيقول لو السيل asking the question اديها لنفس كان اسمه ايه اسمك ايه مينا still you want to ask مينا get the microphone from my uncle huh? But if you finish your question يا مينا it's okay فضل خليك وانت قاعد حضرتك يعني عشان
لما السيد المسيح قال في الانجيل انا في الاب والاب فيا وانا والاب واحد ما قالش انا مساوي للاب ولا
لا قال مساوي هنجيبها دي حاضر
ولا انا شريك
ولا انا ايه
شريك
طيب خلاص شريك يعني معناها together هي كلمة شريك بتخضنا لا leave it time for the second stage دلوقتي أنا هجاوب عليها بس نخلص حكاية إن we believe in one God لو عايز تقول حاجة مينا go ahead يعني اديله المايك لو سمحت يخلص بس السؤال بتاعه وبعدين السؤال بتاع حضرتك في الترينيتي في الثالوث هقولها دلوقتي حاضر هقولها حاضر هقولها بس نخلص النقطة دي Yes, go ahead, Mim.
What I was trying to ask was,
لا معلش يبويك. Wait. إدل
كلمة. We see the apple fall. We say it's because of gravity. Yeah. We see the reception on the TV. We know it's because of the waves. We see things in our lives. How do we know it's because of God? I'm not saying I know because of faith. It's because of God.
But it's mentioned in the Bible, nobody can believe except through the Holy Spirit. If he is just rejecting and not contemplating in humility, you just said, when I see the apple falling, why it falls? oh, there is something called gravity. Do you see gravity? No, I cannot see it. Not the same thing. What about this universe? Who made this universe? He says, it came by nature. Describe this nature to me. He cannot answer. He came by chance. By chance? How can this occur by chance? It's not, it doesn't make sense. Therefore, if he contemplates, but with a humble mind, he will say, exactly because of the falling of the apple, meant there is something behind. The existence of this universe means there is somebody behind. But if he doesn't want, what can I do? He cannot, he will not, the same point, will I, George? Yeah. Exactly. So, as this is an analogy. It's not God. Gravity is not God. Gravity is something related to the material. But God is spirit. I'm just giving an analogy. يعني just you know, مثال بس. يعني just to get the fact more reasonable. If you can't see the matter, electricity is matter or spirit. ردوا عليا. Electricity matter ولا spirit? Matter. And despite this matter, I cannot see it. What about God, who is the creator of electricity? He is spirit and he is not to be seen by the naked eye. Exactly like the second point, the Inhoa, God is unlimited and my mind is limited. Once a king asked his minister, saying, I want to see God. I want you to put God in my head here. And the minister was, what can I do with this king? How can I let him see God? Then he, after a few days, was walking on the seashore with the king. And after speaking different topics, the king started to leave the minister and walk. The minister was drinking a cup of tea. After finishing the tea, he started with the spoon to take from the ocean and put in the cup. Take from the ocean and put in the cup. And the king was watching. From the ocean to the cup, from the ocean to the cup, till the cup was full. He started to put more water, and the king was watching from a distance. And then he came to the minister saying, what are you doing? Hello, simply, I want to put the ocean inside the cup. Hello, are you crazy? Hello, sorry, Your Majesty, don't insult yourself. If you won't have God in your mind, it's exactly like putting the ocean inside the cup. God is unlimited and your mind is a limit. Therefore we understand a bit, not all the secrets of our Lord, of God. We just understand that there is infinity, there is one God, the God is giving life, the God is taking life. يقدر واحد ما يموتش. Can anybody refuse to die? رد علي. Can? طب مين اللي له power دي? There is power behind all things in the universe, behind life, behind death, and this power is God. Therefore, we believe in one God. God is the creator, and God is the life. God is the giver of this universe. God is the engineer that made everything precisely in its place, and everything is walking according to the regulations put by Him. We are just discovering some of the things that God made. There can be viruses before the microscope? Well, yes, sir. Could we see it? We couldn't. They existing? Well, they exist. Therefore, There are many things that we cannot see, but they are existing. God, we cannot see by our naked eyes, but He's. I come now to the Trinity. This question of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Do we believe that the three hypostases, as we call them, are three gods or one God? لا أنا عايزكوا صح صح. Three gods ولا one God? One God. طب ازاي يبقى one and three? Huh? Three in one. A good term, phrase. Three in one. Good. طيب حد give me an analogy to the Trinity. ها دايما بنقول الصن يعني ايه الصن يا مينا هتقول الصن ولا حاجة تاني قول حاجة تاني نقول الصن الاول sun is composed of fire او يعني تسميها fire and light and heat ولا ايه تاني كده فكروا يعني Each fire, أول ما تعمل أنت أي fire, يبقى أنت عندك fire, and from this fire generates light, and also proceeds heat. The fire plus the light plus the heat equal how many fires?
One.
The sun, its rays, its heats are come, how many suns? One sun. Okay, any other analogy?
I asked the question. Huh?
جسم الإنسان صح في إيه؟ شوفوا بقى شوفوا بقى جده بيقول كلام حلو إزاي؟ الإنسان the human being في spirit وفي mind وفي body. ودول كم واحد في كم واحد is the spirit the same as the mind ردوا عليا اذا كنتوا تعبتوا ما يخلص is the spirit the same as the mind the same as the body they are different and the three are زي ما سمعنا in a in one person عايز تقول حاجة تاني And fire. The same. The three are one. بصوا أنا هقول لكم حاجة بس إذا كنتوا لسه صحيين. Apparently أنتوا نايمين. I want to. Okay. The boarding pass. I have a lot of boarding passes. Also, if this is a plate of gold, twice a plate A of gold, and it's triangular, and it's not, and imagine that they are equaling each other, okay? Triangle, equal. Now, A, B, and C. خليكم معايا for a while. عشان دي هتبقى Trinity دلوقتي you apply بس كده A B C A equals B equals C صح right A is not B is not C right A is not separated from B and not separated from C. Okay? معايا ولا ايه؟ بصوا كده. A is the whole triangle, the whole plate. B is the whole plate. C is the whole plate. صح ولا لا؟ تعالوا نطبقها على الترينيتي. Father, Son and the Holy Spirit. Father equals Son equals Holy Spirit. Father is not the Son. Let me separate it. Wait a bit. Is not. Father is not the Son. Is not the Holy Spirit. Father is not separated from the Son and not separated from the Holy Spirit. Father is God. Son is God. Holy Spirit is God. And still, it's a mystery that we are going to understand who and Rabbin. Lakin, just to make things shwaya kida near to our reason, we say we believe in one God, and this one God has three hypostases in him. And these three hypostases, we call them Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Why we call him Father? Because he is the cause of everything. Why we call him Son? Because it's light out of light. Light out of light. When the fire gives light, the light is born from the fire. مش كده؟ Born من الفاير اتجوزت واحدة ست وخلفت. Is this something sensual? Marriage? لا. هي لما نقول ان light is born from fire, we doesn't mean that fire married. وعملنا لها هنا اكليل wedding ceremony. لا. It's something abstract and not sensual as the Muslims imagine. No. We don't believe in that. Yes. Then we come to the third point. That's the creation. And then we finish. يبقى احنا اتكلمنا عن one God. And that this one God is إبقى. Is triune. That's Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God. And then we come to the creation. When God created heaven and earth, the question as mentioned now is, did God create everything in 6 days? Huh? What's your opinion? Huh? Christina de Barth. Uli. It's mentioned in the Bible one day in front of God equals 1,000 years. I want more clarifications. تقول ايه؟ مش كده؟ بس كده؟ You know the sun and the moon were created on the fourth day. How can the day be calculated before that? And the last thing is the seventh day is still existing. God started to take rest in the seventh day. We are now in the seventh day. And it's not a day, it's an era. And therefore the 6 days of creation are 6 eras and not 6 24-hour hours. No. Because the sun was created the fourth day, therefore how could we calculate the days before? And number two, because we are still living in the seventh day. The order of creation is very scientific, is walking with science. To have the plants before the sun, or the sun before plants? المفروض sun before عشان plants. وفعلا the sun can it's before the plants. وبعدين to have the plants before the animals and before the human beings. God created Adam to be the crown of the creation. طب احنا بنقول حاجة ان God created Adam on his image. What the meaning of on his image? That's true. Come to the mic. You are David? You are Steve? ستيف مش كده؟ يلا يا ستيف.
I think it was like when like Jesus, the way he looked or something, he made it in the same exact way, the same exact way he like the way he like he got like when Jesus was born, like when Jesus was.
Yeah, and he means that he's saying something very good. بيقول as Jesus was in the mind of God in eternity, the features of Jesus were in his mind, and he created Adam on these features. Thank you very much. Very good, very good. What else? God created Adam on the image of God. Mina. You can get them from the Bible. You are going to see that they are in order scientifically accepted. You have to see Bible in it? Okay, the first is the so-called the Big Sodom. هي دلوقتي يسموها Big Bang Theory. معايا يا مينة؟ طيب خليك معايا. The first is but we don't believe that the Big Bang Theory is a fact. Still, it's a theory. كويس كده. The first of all is that God created the Sodom, السديم. السديم ده probably الوقتي قاعدين يقولوا probably there is the Big Bang, the start of the universe. But it's still a theory. They don't say that's a fact. And then
For the Big Bang.
Okay, we said that. كويس إنه يقول لك البيج بانج دي impossible, يعني he doesn't believe in it. لو إحنا بنقول كمان just a theory, and there are many criticisms to this big bang theory. Yes.
I have a question. God created everything. So how did God get created?
Good question. Who created God? It's the traditional question. But I'll tell you something. You know the train. The last wagon is pulled by the one before it. And the one before it pulled by the one before. The one before pulled by the... Till we reach to the engine. Who pulls it? Who? It pulls itself. That's it. Okay? It has the life inside it. It has the energy inside it. It pulls everything and it's not pulled by anybody. مش كده? It's like that. Yeah. God is the origin of life. He is life, and therefore He gives life. Nobody is giving him life. He gives life to himself. Okay? وبرضو بعد كده ناس قالوا طيب لما ربنا خلقنا من طين ليه ما بندوبش في المية لما نستحم؟ فأي الولاد سألوا السؤال ده وكانت مشكلة. You understand? The so-called English speakers? If we were created from dust, why we don't dissolve when you go to the bathroom? It's a type of dust that doesn't dissolve in the water. Like tin el aswanli. Yeah, it doesn't dissolve. Okay? God created Adam on his image in four things. Too close, because I don't want you to say more. First, in holiness. Second, in mind. Third, in freedom, fourth in eternity. In eternity, being everlasting. I mean, he will not die forever. Because even the sinners are going to perish after death. Are going to live? They are going to live, but in hell. They are eternal. But eternal hell. إنما احنا عندنا الإترنتي بس إترنال هيفنلي جيروسالم. Therefore we were created after Adam, after God in holiness. Adam and Eve were holy in the garden. Number two, in mind. They had intellect. طب الحيوان عنده mind؟ الانيمال عنده mind؟ طب ما يبقى زينا زيه. ايه الفرق؟ What's the difference? Yeah, bravo عليك. Brain and not mind. Brain, that is, understands that this is a stone, he doesn't eat it. This is meat, he eats it. Just instinctive type of thinking. Like in our mind is intellectual, thinking, studying, probing, memorizing, having vision for the future, relating things to each other, coming to conclusions, analytical. This is our mind. Therefore we have a spirit and we have mind. But the animal, as we said yesterday, has psyche, that's feelings and instincts, and has a body. We are different. That's why we were created after God, having spirit, having mind, holy, free, and eternal. Is the animal eternal? When it dies, it will be resurrected? It's written in the Bible. The life of the animal is in his blood. If you shed the blood, it's finished. But even for a human being, if you shed his blood, he dies. But he will be resurrected. Sinners have resurrected, ولا لا؟ قولوا بقى خايفين ليه؟ Yes. قال كده يقوم هؤلاء لحياة أبدية ويقوم أولئك لعذاب أبدي. All of us are going to be resurrected. The sinners will go to hell and the believers will go to heavens. Yes. Same as spirit. أنا هقول لحضرتك في العربي في البايبل soul و spirit و psych تمشي مع بعض يعني. لكن لما ندرسهم theologically نلاقي soul هي ال spirit. مش انت سألت كده امبارح؟ Soul is the same as spirit, synonyms. That's the element through which, or the component through which I get in touch with God. I pray. This is the soul or the spirit. But the psyche is the instincts and the feelings. الغرائز والمشاعر. ودي موجودة؟ موجودة في الانيمال ولا مفيش؟ شفناها امبارح ولا لا؟ مش شفنا حكاية القرد والقردة اللي خلفوا قرد صغير؟ كان عندها psyche ولا ما عندهاش؟ Psyche means instincts and feelings. لكن soul means prayer. هتقول لي فين اللايف؟ اقول لك علموها عند ربي. لما تيجي انت تدور على اللايف في اي بني ادم وتبتدي الديسكت هم اللايف تكون ايه؟ Who can see life? You cannot. نعم؟ بس مش eternal life. بس شكل عندنا فوق اللايف spiritual life. برافو. ما ده اللي كنا بنقوله الوقت. يعني احنا we have نفس وروح. نفس اللي هي الفيلينجز والانستينكت، وروح اللي هي الاليمنت اللي بتخلينا ايترنال، اللي هي النفخة بتاعت ربنا في المد. لما ربنا نفخ في الطين نفخ روح، هي دي الروح اللي تخلينا ايترنال. لكن بالنسبة للحيوان ما نفخش فيه النفخة دي. عنده غرائز وعنده مشاعر لكن ما عندوش روح خالدة eternal spirit that can go to heavens and try to know God and religion and pray and دي حاجات بتاعت الإنسان بس. طبعا في بعض دلوقتي اللي بيتفز لكم يقولوا ان الدوجز هاف سبيريتس عشان خاطر ما بتديهم شوية فيلينج. هو لازم ده الفيلينجز بتاع الدوج دي related to a to a soul ولا a psyche. psyche بس هم عندهم psyche. مش احنا قلنا امبارح الدوج اللي قاعد waiting for his owner for how many years, 7 years in front of the hospital waiting that he may come out of the hospital. He didn't come because he died, and the dog stayed 7 years waiting for his owner and his friend till he himself died. The dog died after that and he was very sad. Therefore تاني بقى عشان نخلصهم, أنا عندي body وpsych ومind وspirit. ما تنسوهمش أبدا. قولوهم تاني, body, psych, mind, spirit. واعمل كده line of cleavage. دول ايه بقى؟ body و psych موجودين ايه؟ عند الانيمال. وفوق بقى ايه؟ mind و spirit دول موجودين عند الانسان. هما دول النفخة, the breath that God put in the mud. That's why we have something from God and this is not present in the animals at all. We believe in one God. This God is triune and he created us on his image. And then we continue with the coming lecture how we sinned and he was incarnated to save us. The question is how and why God became incarnated to become man. Okay? Incarnation. يعني incarnation in Arabic, تجسد. تجسد. How God was incarnated and became man, this is the second question. We leave it for the coming lecture. Thank you very much for your cooperation.